walking the talk, giving you some more feedback now. We're joined by Ravi Reddy, who's the Chief Operations Officer at the South African National Blood Service. Ravi, good morning to you. You would have heard the call we took yesterday from a resident of Edenvale who went to one of your outlets wanting to donate blood and didn't have a great experience. Leanne called us yesterday to say when she arrived at Greenstone Mall, the people were ready to leave well before the time they were, you know, that has been advertised, and no observation of COVID protocols. What's your take on it?
Yes, good morning, Bongani, and good morning to your listeners. Firstly, let me thank Leanne and the thousands of blood donors that go out every day to make a huge difference. With regards to the clinic on Sunday, I just need to, we've done a comprehensive investigation yesterday. The clinic on Sunday was actually scheduled from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That's the Sunday time. Leanne did come in at 2:30, and our staff had packed up. So the staff go in 30 minutes earlier, and they're bound to stay there 30 minutes later. The miscommunication or the confusion came about because of the change in the way we now do blood drives. We cannot go to schools or corporates, anymore. We go quite often to areas such as the exhibition courts at Greenstone. So we're there almost daily. So we do send SMSs out to our listeners on a daily basis. Sorry, not to our listeners, to our donors on a daily basis. And I think that's where the confusion came, because the SMS that went out on the 17th of October was very clear that the mobile blood drive will be at the Checkers Court from 9:30 to 2. And, you know, and the details of that. And then we do send out other SMSs on weekdays that indicate that the blood drive is from 10 to 5, which it is from 10 to 5. So our staff did close at 2. In fact, they did have a donor that came in at 7 minutes past 2. So they completed that blood donation, and they were packing up, or already had packed up, to leave and take the blood and blood donations and related forms back to the processing centers when Leanne came in. So that was the first part. They had actually packed up, and they did so correctly. The clinic had closed at 2 o'clock. The second part, which is also of great concern to us, and we have investigated this quite a bit yesterday, and we're continuing with the investigations, is that the staff member that spoke to Leanne indicated that the mask was on, but when chatting to Leanne, the staff member actually pulled a mask below the nose, so that, in the words of the staff member, that Leanne was not hearing what was being said. So the social distance was more than 2 meters, and they felt that, you know, by pulling the mask down, they could be more clearly heard. Now, we've explained to the staff member that's absolutely not acceptable. You know, we've implemented all the COVID-19 preventative protocols since March, and we do regular audits of our donor centers from our quality department to ensure compliance. So we will be taking corrective action in that regard.
Well, it is important, really, of course. Yeah, it is important, of course, to make sure that any would-be blood donors, because this is something that is critical and we need it in South Africa, particularly because, as you say, we haven't been able to do all the usual things. It's important to know that they will be safe and that they will be dealt with professionally. Ravi Reddy, we thank you for coming on to the show to explain that. Chief Operations Officer at the South African National Blood Service.